My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Every once in a while, you look at something and you go, man, that looks great. And there's something for Detroit fans that looks great. It looks great. We'll get to that today at 11:02.
Is it artist rendering?
It is not an artist rendering. It looks like a fantasy is what it looks like. But we will get to that coming up today at 11:02. Not an erotic fantasy, a sports fantasy. Don't give me any weird looks.
I was thinking it.
I got to tell you, your last question to Jared Goff about being stuck in an elevator, you know what that is? It's a story of redemption. After your Ali Frazier answer.
That was a great question.
Oh, man.
As you might imagine, we got some texts, and we'll get to those in a minute.
Did we?
Yes, but what a great question.
Well, it was Kane's question from last week that I thought was a great question.
One of the wide nine Omaha four-down round league blitz thingy questions.
Because, you know, Justin Herbert, the quarterback, I thought it was perfect for Jared Goff.
His answer was great, though. And what's funny about that is, and for people who just flipped their radios on the last few minutes, last question for Jared Goff was, Justin Herbert was one of the Chargers stuck in an elevator. Which teammate would you want to be stuck in an elevator with, and which one would you?
Well, the first was, does he think about it every time he gets on an elevator, even before this happened? And he's like, well, of course.
Everybody does, right?
I had never heard your answer to that, Kang, which is when you get on an elevator, you size up the people that are in the elevator and try to decide if these are the people you want to or not want to get stuck in an elevator with.
Do you ever walk out of it? You're like, nope. Not you. I got no chance with you in an elevator. I'm walking out. I'll take the next one.
You have to make the quick.
Yeah.
Like, it goes before that elevator door closes. The other thing, like being stuck in an elevator, if you're stuck in an elevator with strangers for like hours and you have to go.
Oh, that's a problem.
What do you do? Hey, I'm just going over to this corner here. It's beside the point. Great question by you. He does think about getting stuck in an elevator. And then which teammate would you want
to help? Who's not going to help?
Yeah. And
that was a thinking man's answer he gave.
I said to Doug during the break, I thought about, you know, kind of leading him after, because he was like thinking about, you can hear him thinking about it. Yeah. And I'm like, do I want to lead him by saying, you know, like who'd pass the time, make it funny, and who's going to be the jokester and stuff like that? And I'm like, no. Jared Goff's a really smart guy.
Yeah.
I want to hear his process. And then he laid out the process, and it was brilliant.
Yep.
Khalif Raymond. And I'm like, well, this is interesting. Where is he going? And he's such a positive guy. And plus, he's really little. So if we have to hoist him up and go through a small opening, he can do it.
which is a brilliant answer. And the funny thing is, during receiver, okay? Mm-hmm. During the show receiver, when they had Amon-Ra mic'd up at practices and all that, there was an interaction between Khalif Raymond and I believe it was Amon-Ra and Jared Goff. And in that interaction, I could tell that Khalif was a leader. Like, you could tell that in the workspace for them, he was respected and a leader. And you know, from the outside looking in, you don't know. But you always think about your own workplace. Like, who in the office, in your office, is a respected leader that maybe is under the radar? He's not the boss, but he's somebody that everybody looks to. And it sounds like Khalif Raymond might be that guy. And the Mr. Positivity thing that he added. So apparently Khalif Raymond is Mr. Positivity in the locker room and a leader and good for crawling through small spaces if you need to escape an elevator.
Yeah, whoever needs to get through an HVAC system, Khalif Raymond's your man. Right. That's what Jared Goff was saying.
What was it the guy said when we were talking about stuff from movies that can't possibly come true? And the HVAC guy said, you can't crawl through air ducts.
It's not as easy as it looks in the movies or anything.
Yeah, in like one out of every five, you know, action movies has somebody crawling through an air duct.
The air duct is one thing, but getting up to on top of the elevator, it's just that door.
That hatch. DJ Reader ain't getting through no hatch.
No. So, like, I was thinking with the three of us, if I was to get stuck in an elevator with one of the two of you,
yes,
who would I rather get stuck in the elevator with? And ask yourselves the same question.
Well, you and I will have the same answer. With all respect due to you, right. With all respect to me,
I'm going Kang.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
And Kang, I'm going to guess, is going to go with you.
Yeah, I mean, just...
Although I just got to lift you up on my... I got to lift you up.
Doug's tall, though.
He is tall.
I mean, Doug's... He's taller
than I am, yes.
Yeah. You're not short. Sure. He's just taller.
Thank you.
But, and then the DJ Reader gets hot. Again, guys get sweaty. DJ's a big guy.
Look, I'd get hot and sweaty, but I can also make you laugh.
You are funnier than me. There's no doubt about it.
Well, Doug's also a positive guy, too, though. You know, if he's going to be like, hey, we're going to get out of this. Don't worry, guys, here's the
problem with me at a trapped elevator.
It's Doug's nightmare.
It's one of my nightmares. It's my recurring nightmare. I'll be a full-on panicked guy.
Oh, no, negative Doug.
Yeah. It'll take you to, like, I actually have a physical reaction. My palms are getting sweaty.
Right. All right, I pick Gator.
Yeah, good choice.
Doug's like, are we sure that phone's not working?
Yeah.
Is it? Do you think they know? Do they know? Is anybody alert?
We're all going to die!
Ah! All right, so as I mentioned, there are some ticket techs.
Yeah.
Because I just said, you know, can we come up with something other than thunder and lightning? When you have a backfield of a bruising back and a quick back, everybody goes, oh, we got the thunder and we got the lightning. And it's like, all right, got it. Yeah, it's been said for 60 years. You know,
but, it's old.
Yeah, and I said, how about something new and fresh? And Gator said, yeah, like Ollie Frazier. And Kang immediately said, well, that's new and fresh. So some more suggestions have come in, Gator.
I was going to try to defend myself a little bit and say, yeah, but nobody ever refers to a running back duo as Ollie Frazier.
Well, that's
Are the names in reference, would that be old? Yes, without question.
Yes, there's not much new about it.
Right.
Chad writes in, how about Sonny and Cher, Gator? Come on.
Captain and Tennille. Simon and Garfunkel.
How about Wilbur and Orville, Gator? Like the Wright brothers.
Yeah, sure. Well, everybody, let's go to Kitty Hawk. Yep.
New name for the backfield. How about Lewis and Clark?
Yeah, there we are. Thank you.
They're trying to take us to a place we've never been before. Right?
Squanto and Miles Standish. Is that coming up next?
Instead of thunder and lightning, what about sliced bread and the wheel?
Those are two innovative. Yes.
It's sliced bread, but
because you love bread.
The wheel.
Great. Keep them coming. What else you got?
You could add in Vaki and call him the three wise men.
There it is.
Someone said call him Jesus and Stony.
You could throw in a fourth one and call them the Four Horsemen. Throw in Jamar Jefferson or Craig Reynolds.
Craig Reynolds. Well, again, redemption. Story of redemption. Great question at the end for Goff.
Uh-huh.
Well done.
You redeemed yourself, man.
Thank you.
Totally
and,
redeemed.
And I would pick you in the elevator.
Now that means more than anything else, really.
Yep. You don't need panic, dog.
Despite my fat, sweaty status at that time.
Oh, good God. The Chargers actually went through the ceiling panel, right? And climbed into another elevator in the elevator shaft?
Yeah. Under the supervision of the Dallas Fire Department, I believe.
Okay, well, yeah. Still, that's a diehard script.
That's a harrowing experience.
Harrowing, correct.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.